existence, the fact of being. The greatest gift you have received from God is the gift of existence. If you think about it, you did not have to exist. The universe could have operated without you. Life would have gone on and you would not even have been a memory. But God loves you and visualized you before he created anything. You are a special creation of our loving Heavenly Father. In reality, everything you are and experience is a gift. Your physical ability, your mental ability, your talents, your family, your friends, your possessions, and most of all, your eternal abundant life are gifts. Thanksgiving for existence and everything it entails is the natural reaction of a rational mind. The irrational mind does not understand. It assumes. It takes for granted. It is self-absorbed, and it is vain in its imaginations. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Romans 1:20. I can remember when I was a child how my perspective was an assumption that I existed and would always exist. I was oblivious to all the possibilities about existence. As I got older and experienced the death of friends and loved ones, some sense of the value of existence began to dawn on me, but it was nebulous and unclear. With studying and meditating on the Word of God, and its revelation of the nature of life, I was drawn to thinking about existence with respect to God's plan. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Colossians 1:10. The knowledge of God is who he is, what he does, and why he does it. It is in the knowledge of God that we come to know ourselves. Not knowing God implies we do not know ourselves. That is why the term lost is so appropriate to those who have not the knowledge of God. To reach a lost person for Christ, speak to their existence, and they will come to the knowledge of the truth.